MMS. Poetry Music Scene.
Poetry Music Scene Chicago 2011.
PMS.
PMS issue number 3.
Hello and welcome to PMS issue 3, December 2011, edited and hosted by Dubravka Juraga and me, Snežana Žabić. We bring you four Chicago poets, Nicolas Garcia, Tasha Marin, Luis Urrea, and Paul Martinez Pompa, and music by local bands Island, Tiny Manatee, The Embraceables, The Pralines, Hannah Frank Trio, as well as New York's own Rebel Diaz, Transplants from Chicago.
For poets and musicians out there, send us your poems and songs dealing with the state of things in the U.S. and worldwide.
We plan to pack at least one of our upcoming issues with political material.
Speak up in your poems and songs and send them to chicagopms@gmail.com. We'll start today's show with Nicolas Garcia reading one of his poems, followed by the song 99% by Rebel Diaz. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Nick Garcia, and I'll be reading a poem entitled Blue Island Bums. All day they drink under the hot sun, needs bartered, given, acquired, or otherwise taken. They are not gangsters, but they can be violent and territorial. Mostly they nap and gripe, drink and swell. Sometimes they sing songs with out-of-tune guitars and empty hearts. You stole my fucking bike, and then you sold it to this dickhead for $20, and now I want it back. He staggers a bit and forms a stance while clutching a cheap watered-down beer encased in aluminum. The show is beginning. In Blue Island barrios, they are stranded castaways. No one knows how they got there or if they will ever leave. Behind the currency exchange, in front of the grocery store, across from the library, a stage is erected. They dance and sway with every passing hour. Theater in the park. Saturday nights fed by the church. A chapel bus full of short-sighted meals. A faith-binding dinner plate docked on the concrete driveway. Mondays, white kids in tattered clothes and sweat-stained facial hair form at the base, bearing sandwich bread and dumpster-gathered produce. The leader looks them over. His face carries trucks and cigarettes, fights with the sun, and sex with the flask. Did you bring any of those chicken wings from last time? No, this is all today, she says softly, and exits stage left. This is a bunch of bullshit. I want those chicken things. He mumbles and disappears under a faded baseball cap. The moon is still the same.
Help me to inspire those that need inspiration. Let my life be a sign of a coming generation.
Yo, I spit for those that have been silenced by the state. They try to silence us like if the party's going late. My adversary's richer, so I'm reaching for his dinner plate. He reaching for my wrist to handcuff me and put me away. Ain't got a job, so I got unemployment lines. Economic times, lack of dollar signs, it's by design. I came to set it straight like a salon in the heights. It's time to join the fight. Fight, so fight for your life. I swear to Malcolm that I'm motivating, moving real fast. Building more relations, my inspiration's never cash. My inspiration is the struggle of the past and present. I found my path, I'm trying to make the present heaven. I do the math, the numbers never add up. Bankers sipping champagne while we getting beat up. Time to beat the system up. This abuse is too much, like the doubtful Troy Davis. I don't do this to be famous, I do it for the greatest real source of inspiration. Revolution, new tomorrow, so why the hell we waiting? No money, no commissary, ever been behind these bars. It's just DJ Illinois, G1, and Rod Stars. We the 99%. We here, we arrive, and we came to represent. We the 99%. We here, we arrive, and we came to represent. For the people, for the teachers, for the students, if we knew that just 1% of these dudes own 2/3 of the US of A. American way, they lock our youth away. Practice the same crimes and tell the rest, let them eat cake. In Francais, they burn cars. London, they set it off. In Santiago, they march. Well, over here, it's time we start building a mass consensus. Your daddy lost his pension. Your daughter's school need fixing. Your brother's back in prison. The lesson here ain't kumbaya. Like overnight, the change gon' come. Nah, but what they got? We got 99, they got one problem, and it's us. If we wake up from that slumber, then that number make more sense to us all. Some small group of bankers whose wealth go back ages, stay tryna enslave us, divide and contain us, make us strangers, more anger, pit us against our neighbors. But in the face of hatred, we showing love can change things.
We the 99%. We here, we arrive, and we came to represent. We the 99%. We here, we arrive, and we came to represent. We the 99%. We here, we arrive, and we came to represent. We the 99%. We here, we arrive, and we came to represent.
My name is Paul Martinez Pompa, and this first poem I'm going to read is called Carbon Copy. As if drawn by an unseen leash, a man stumbles into a public and pours himself to the floor. Some shake in disgust. Others move closer. When his hands grow tired, they help him further. A piece from his chest is devoured before it hits the floor. Someone grabs at the wound and pulls out a lung. Two more unravel his and begin stuffing their pockets. Still, they reach up his throat into his skull. Instead of a brain, they encounter only sound. A name asked for over and over.
Hi, my name is Tasha Marin, and this is a series of three poems. April. There is a push in you, small little breach. Let's call it hens, stable, child, loud ghost of seed that lows well beyond its time. Do not listen to its conjure of roaming. Do not love its fissured soil. For even the squirrel's frantic prayer hands know the blackbird's too giddy for the dive. Ptarmigan. Ptarmigan, I write this as a witness of your turnabout, a record of your hairy foot translated across stone, ruckus of wing, vestigial lope. How could the willow just end you here? How could she not see such obedience? Didn't you tell her your tracks were the letters of an apology? I know the monster must attack to feed the abandon of snow, but I can hear you still. Your sound is so furious. Replica. Fine. Here's your image. The winter ptarmigan awash in the drifts. Can't you see his delicate tuft of wing? The rent of white tail against white snow.
I'll never know all you've been through, but I can somewhat imagine all the times you had to prove yourself through a lonely I can only fathom. And then notice the caveats spun around to bite you. It all has brought you where you are today. Ooh, Raphael, swing on the vine that's offered to you. Drink deep the red wine so becoming of you, and ignore the glowing eyes in the dark. I tremble for you, counting heavy on your gifts and your angel. The peripherals basket in your destiny, reaching anything from you they could inveigle. I watched you fall and I watched you rise, and I rejoiced in your triumph and heartbeat. Bless the star that brought you where you are today. Thank you.
Tjena blago.
That was Raphael by the Pralines, and before that we heard Paul Martinez Pompa's poem Carbon Copy, Island's song Corporate Welfare, and three poems by Tasha Marin. Up next is another poem by Nicolas Garcia, followed by Tiny Manatee's song Immigrant Law.
Hello, I'm Nick Garcia. I'll be reading a poem titled Dailies Indios. Loomis. They cackle at night under their ancestors' moon. Neo-native haircuts separate the urban tribes. They scatter like rain, yelling secrets and hitting bottles with white noise lips, pouring liquor onto thirsty streets, feeding cigarette clouds in alleyway circles. Herbal grasses strangled by Mexican brickweed. The new social lepers rise at dusk and hunt for life. These are Daly's little indios. Chicago Police Department punching bag. Crooked cop investment bankers. Prison state Spanglish speakers. Happily flirting with death. Court dates with Division 9. Tattooed and tattered. Fatherless while fathering. Who live in cages and sleep at the end of pointed fingers. Who reminded me it's safe to make sandwiches until they say so? Howl, children.
My name is Paul Martinez Pompa, and this is another poem. poem that's sort of on the more on the dark side. It's darker tone wise, I guess, is a better way to put it. And it's called Bullet. Of course, I'm aware my head is a nest where vagrants swell into songs that bind my shoulders like a nervous blanket, drape me, tar and feathers, before another season expires and I'm left with nothing but loose skin. Instead of lead, we load ourselves and shoot toward the sky. Our souls drift over a city where each day is severed and each night is holy night.
That was "Want a Copy" by The Embraceables, and before that, "Bullet" by Paul Martinez Pompa. Before Pompa's poem, we heard the song "Immigrant Law" by Tiny Manatee, and this block started off with Nick Garcia's poem "Daly's Indios." We'll start the next segment with poems by Tasha Marin.
This next set of poems is a set of four, and it revolves around my mom and her history. She's Indonesian, and the history of language that she carries with her. This is my history, pursed lips and a hand. Mother, your language is like bread on tongues, a quick swell and dissolve, a swallow. Those sounds are tethered to your throat, and my pencil will never write them free. To untangle those cords means to remember. To speak with those cords means to cry. Mother, I know this, but all you have given me are these foreign letters, a language lost on ships and you. Soon your lips will forget how to part. There will be no more ocean. Even my grandfather will be erased, and I will disappear with tongues I have never heard. Mother, give me this language. Words can save this. Mother, give me this language. Words, this. Untitled. This poem starts with hoof. My grandfather's shoes were black and cold. Everything was lost on tongues. This poem must contain chalk. My grandmother's powder is parched and spilled. Even consonants were taken. But the hard swallow of a throat meant I still carry my language. This poem ends with sash. My mother's hair is loose and streaming. A sentence is formed about roads and wind and bending trees. Candle dance. Always your feet are dancing, silk, then chains, then shadow, then flames. But it is not your feet that burn, it is my arms and this light and this pencil I'm holding. You are just the trace of a flame that I run after, and I never know where to go from here. So I turn back, page upon page, but always it's the same, your feet, your mouth, your black hair falling. I want to say you are flowers scattered in the sand, but we both know that isn't true. We both know you are vowels dying in the sun. In the final poem. You see, mother, burdened antlers, wide furrow of loss. My mouth's been made implicate, weird, apparatus lathed in process and thought. And I cannot help but wonder, mother, if this body too must suffer the tongue's confusion of noise.
It was my first reaction that I was on my own. I had no plans to guide me. Seemed my baby bird had flown. I traveled through the night just to see your face. Wound up in a graveyard miles from any place. Surely it must be a smoke from some old fire. I could see an apparition from the gravestone rising high. Watch her as she rises. Watch her as she rises. Mm-hmm. such black eyes and a bottle of wine. She had pitch black eyes and a bottle of the reddest wine. My old man's funeral. Put that hat back on your head, for it was this ghost that showed me that my love was far from dead. A small bouquet, laid it on the gravestone. On the fence line, I thought I saw a blue jay. I looked twice, but he had flown. Watch him as he rises, watch him as he rises. She had pitch black eyes, she had pitch black.
Luis Alberto Urrea, Valley of the Palms. When people tell me their problems, I think of Maria. Wasn't every girl named Maria in Mexico then? But this one lived for a time at a high desert rancho in Valle de las Palmas, a place of cattle, thin horses, scorpions, baby owls in cages, rattlesnakes caught by the orphan boys who slept locked in pens so they couldn't sneak out and raid the beds of girls locked in their own pens 10 feet from the boys. If a fire ever came through, but God was merciful, was he not? No fires, just orphans, just work, just fried pork skins and indigenous gods washed out of the hills in floods, fat-bellied women crouching with jaguar screams on their faces carved in the local gray stone. Just missionaries making popcorn and bringing thrown-out clothes. The endless uproar of orphans. The voices like a tide of laughter and insults, the rusty clank of evening cowbells, and Maria, never smiling Maria, off to the side, staring Maria, who would take my hand and walk with me, but who would never look at me. Maria, 6 years old, scabby knees, somber as a priestess in that burned orange sunset in her valley, on her ranch with these strangers. And I asked, I had to ask, I always asked, the poet needing to know the secrets of the valley, looking for notes, looking for stories. I asked, why is Maria so serious all the time? Why does Maria not smile or play? And the adults said, well, her father worked in bad cantinas in Tijuana and Mexicali. Her father took her from bar to bar where he made her work. He made her work in these bars where strippers made love to animals. In these bars where strippers made love to animals. Her father made love to her for money and had bad men make love to her for money every night. Every night she cries in her bunk, and she does not smile in the day, and she does not play. Maria walked around the rancho holding my hand. It was spring. The little flowers exploded from the dirt like skyrockets. Every wind smelled of cows and horses, and dust moved like smoke in the roads. We sat on a wall. She twisted my finger. I said, "Maria, do you want me to pick you a flower?" Dusk was coming, purple through the valley. Crows, like black glitter, fell upon the dead trees. No water in the river, just a buried Ford station wagon. Cows shuffled home with orphan boys, poking them with sticks. "It will be dark soon," she said. "Do you love me?" We didn't look at each other once. "Of course," I said. "Say it. I love you." "Yes, then. Give me many flowers."
American comfort, American comfort.
In this last segment, you've heard Tasha Marin's poems, the song Pitch Black Eyes by Hannah Frank Trio, and Luis Alberto Urrea's poem Valley of the Palms. The last song, American Comfort by the Injured Parties, concludes PMS Issue 3.
Thank you to all our contributors and to Stanislav and the Little Lighthouse for web hosting. Poetry Music Scene Chicago will return in the spring of 2012.
Happy New Year
from Dubrovka
and Sneža.
Busta Rhymes. Give me some more.